you in particular despite the game?
Good. I mean, it's tough to pitch in this type of weather. I mean, you got limited feel in your fingers, as you know, and I think he did a nice job, but he got into the fifth inning and he couldn't feel his fingers at all. So, you know, we just got Tyler in there, and, I think it's really dangerous to keep throwing kids past 75 pitches maybe in this stuff. So we got what we wanted out of him. I thought he did a nice job.
Is it, after the games you played against some of the best teams in America last year, is it difficult to get a team up for a series like this against kind of a lesser?
No, because, I mean, we don't talk like that. I mean, we really talk about preparing against ourselves more than anything else. And I think if you can keep the opponent yourself, then you're better off. You know, it just, you don't really worry about the jersey too much. But, I mean, that's a good question, but that's what I've tried to really hone in on this year with the kids.
With David as a late scratch, a little nervous given Brett at the start without much of a notice?
No, I mean, DJ called Brett at about 11 o'clock and just asked him, and he said, how's your arm feel? To feel him out first, and he said, I feel awesome. He goes, well, you're going to pitch today because David's on the shelf.
What kind of emergency preparation does that require him to sort of go into there?
Not too much. I mean, because we would have thrown Christiani, but Christiani threw a light pen to get ready for Saturday, so we couldn't do it. So rather than screw the whole rotation up, we just screwed one guy up. And he was actually okay with it. You know, he was fine. And sometimes when you surprise a kid, it's better, you know?
Yeah.
I know coaches that have done that. I've never done that in the past, but sometimes a surprise call is good for someone.
Would he have gone Sunday otherwise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Will David be ready to pitch Sunday?
You know, I hope so. I mean, I hope he is. We'll see. I mean, we sent him to that Hall of Fame dinner just because he had to be there, and you know, but, you know, that infection's going around our team.
He's just got the flu, is that what the deal is?
Yeah, I mean, it's gone through Dominic. Hilliard's out, and Frenchie's had it for 2 weeks, but that's why Frenchie's Frenchie. I mean, he's tough as nails.
Two straight really strong starts now out of Jacobson. What are you seeing particularly out of him?
Ability to throw an off-speed pitch for strikes. Mm-hmm. You know, last year he came in, and I think he was just one of those guys who tried to hump it up, and from a maturity standpoint, he didn't know any better. As much as DJ would try to get that through to him, he just tried to throw it by the hitters, but he's learning how to pitch, and good for him.
One of the real questions coming into the year was how the rotation was going to fill in behind David. Is Brett beginning to answer at least half of that question? Where do you see that shaping up?
Well, I mean, his two outings have been good, so really that's all I can kind of point to. And as long as he continues to progress, then, you know, I think he's going to continue to get better. I mean, I just think he's scratching the surface. So if he pitches better, then we'll see. But you know what's coming ahead. I mean, you know, you really got to lock in against you know, when you get in that SEC, it's a little bit different, but not minimizing what we're playing now, but you know what I'm talking about.
What kinds of things do you want to see out of him in terms of development?
Better breaking ball. Mm-hmm. Better breaking ball. The breaking ball, you know, he left a couple up tonight, and, you know, sometimes they don't get turned around. You don't learn your lesson. When they get turned around, you learn your lesson, but he's got to command that breaking ball a little bit more.
Go ahead.
Offensively, please say, especially with Matt Gatchel's bat.
Yeah, that's pretty good. He almost got five hits. I mean, that was good, and I like the, you know, we got 4 2-out hits tonight, and three of them were doubles. You know, I love the way Frenchie plays. He manufactures a run. He steals a base, gets over to third base, and then we get a ground ball to get him in. But 3 2-out RBIs are inning extenders. The only thing I'm kind of displeased in was defensively. We've got to be able to turn a double play. We've got to minimize those opportunities for the against the opposition. Good performance offensively. Solid.
Tim, Matt's really been hitting ball hard for you in Houston. Yeah. Continued to get today. What's the difference in him this year?
You know, sometimes that junior college year is almost like a freshman year, and they come in and they don't really have a feel for what's going on. I think it goes back to confidence. I think he's got a pretty good little stroke, and everyone's been telling me all along that he can hit. We've seen glimpses of it, but not consistency. And, you know, I'm hoping he finds it because he works really hard. Really does.
Is he kind of becoming, it looks like as he started, what, 3 games now, is he kind of becoming a fixture in your lineup?
Somewhat, but I got some problems there because I think we got some guys that, you know, you got Gassner, you got RD, you got Johnny White, you got Parker Hanks, and then you got De La Osa, and Macias is going to play. So, I don't know, we got a kind of a car wreck there in a couple of positions that we've got to kind of rectify, I guess, car wreck.
Another solid outing today by the bullpen. I guess you were encouraged by that. Obviously, Tyler Roden came in
Yeah.
real strong today, and a couple of the younger guys.
Yeah, Tyler threw the ball well. Threw strikes. That was the main thing. He got behind 3-0 in that hitter, and then came right back and got him out. And I thought that was a turning point for him. Tyler's had two pretty good outings now, and then Cotham. It was just good to get his feet wet.
For the offense, talking about last year, the batting average, kind of a hollow number you're talking about. You guys like Feinberg, except hitting the ball out of the park. Is that because of the power production of this team?
Yeah, I mean, Feinberg hitting a home run, he's finally, put down the newspaper to hit with and picked up an aluminum bat. And for so long, I try to get something out of him because he's a strong kid, and it's good to see him drive the ball. But I can see that coming. Feinberg's been hitting the ball well, so it's good to see that. And then, it's always good to see Flaherty step up there when they intentionally walk Pedro. That's got to be the difference for us, because Pedro's never going to see strike one if you don't have a good guy hitting behind him. And I just think Flaherty's got a chance to do that, But
he has a really good chance to have a good year if he's
Flaherty.
He's had protection, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think so, too. I've always thought that. And I think he's got the right mindset, too. He doesn't think too much. I don't mean that in a bad way, but he just doesn't.
See ball, hit ball, kind of.
That's it. That's the way he plays. And that's the way you have to play.
And ability to hit the other way, too. He's not trying to hit the ball at the ballpark.
Yeah, he's got a good feel of that. Yep, he can hit the ball the other way. When he gets too pull happy, that's when he can start to get some lulls in his hitting. That was a great piece of hitting the other way.
Right.
Good job. First pitch.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Have a